मौन व्रत श्रुत तपो ध्ययन स्वधर्म व्याख्या रहो जपो समाधय आप प्रज्ञा प्राय परम पुरुषती त्वजितेन्द्रियाणाम वार्ता भवन्ति उत न वात्मिकानम। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, देर आर 10 प्रिस्क्राइब्ड मेथड्स ऑन द पाथ ऑफ लिबरेशन। रिमेन साइलेंट, नॉट टू स्पीक टू एनीवन, टू ऑब्जर्व पॉज, टू अमास ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ वैदिक नॉलेज, to undergo studies, to study the Vedas and other Vedic literatures, to execute the duties of varnasrama dharma, to explain the shastras, to stay in a solitary place, to chant mantras silently and to be absorbed in trance. These different methods for liberation are generally only professional practice and means of livelihood for those who have not conquered their senses. Because such persons are falsely proud, these procedures may not be successful. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 6th Canto, Kichit kevaya bhaktyaha vasudevo parayanaha agham dhunnanti kasmino Niharam Evo Bhaskaraha. Only a rare person who has adopted complete and loyal devotional service to Krishna can approach the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. He can do this simply by discharging devotional service, just as the sun can immediately dissipate fog by its rays. The real purpose of human life is to attain liberation from material entanglement. Such liberation may be achieved by many methods, tapasa brahmacharyena samena cha damena cha. But all of them, more or less, depend on tapasya, austerity, which begins with celibacy. Sukadeva Goswami says that those who are Vasudeva Parayana, who are fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva Krishna, automatically achieve the results of mauna, silence, vrata, bhoj, and other such methods simply by discharging devotional service. In other words, these methods are not so powerful. If one takes to devotional service, all of them are very easily performed. Mauna, for example, doesn't mean that one should just stop speaking. The tongue is meant for speaking, although sometimes to make a big show, a person remains silent. There are many who observe silence some day in a week. Vaishnavas, however, do not observe such silence. Silence means not speaking foolishly. Speakers at assemblies, conferences and meetings generally speak foolishly like toads. This is described by Srila Rupa Goswami as Vaso Vigo. One who wants to say something can show himself to be a big orator, but rather than go on speaking nonsense, better to remain silent. This method of silence, therefore, is recommended for persons who are tasked to speaking nonsense. One who is not a devotee must speak nonsensically because he doesn't have the power to speak about glories of Krishna. Thus, whatever he says is influenced by the illusory energy and is compared with the croaking of a frog. One who speaks about the glories of the Lord, however, has no need to be silent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Kirtaniya Sada Hari. One should go on chanting the glories of the Lord 24 hours a day. There is no question of becoming mono or silent. The 10 processes for liberation or improvement in the path of liberation are not meant for the devotees. Kevalaya Bhaktya. If one simply engages in devotional service to the Lord, all 10 methods of liberation are automatically absorbed. Prahlad Maharaj's proposal is that such processes may be recommended for the Ajitendriya, those who cannot conquer their senses. Devotees, however, have already conquered their senses. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tat paratpena nirmalam, tat paratpena nirmalam. A devotee is already freed from material contamination. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore said, Dushta mana, tumi kisher vaishnava, pratishthar tare nirjaner ghare, tava harinam keval paitava. There are many who like to chant Hare Krishna mantra in a silent, solitary place. But if one is not interested in preaching, talking constantly to the non-devotees, the influence and modes of nature is very difficult to surpass. Therefore, unless one is extremely advanced in Krishna consciousness, one should not imitate Haridas Thakur, who had no other business than chanting the holy name always 24 hours a day. Prahlad Maharaj doesn't condemn such a person. He accepts it. But without active service to the Lord, simply by such methods, one generally cannot attain liberation. One cannot attain liberation simply by false pride. Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Angaro Bhashya. Manavrata Sruta Tapo Adhyana Swadharma Vakhyara Ho Japo Samadhyo Apaparyaha Praya Param Purusati Tvaditindriyana Bharta Bhavanti Utana Bhatrata Dambika. Prahlad Maharaj, great devotee, great Mahajan, so speaks such conclusively, speaks impartial, you understand? Impartial, you understand? In general, there is a general saying, in the human society, Satyam Bruyat, Priyam Bruyat, Mam Bruyat, Satyam Apriyam. He's saying it here. Speak the truth. Speak. Such things which are very pleasurable, liking. Do you understand? But don't speak Apriya Satya, unpalatable truth. Do you understand? Don't speak unpalatable. The truth is not palatable. But in the spiritual path, this is not recommended. However, the truth may be unpalatable, speak it. You understand? Speak it. That is it. So, Prahlad Maharaj speaks here unpalatable truth. You understand? Those who are dambhikanam, he says, a person who are falsely proud, they do all these things. Devotees don't do it. Rather, these are contradictory. And these are like stumbling blocks in the path of devotion. You understand? And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada has explained very nicely about mauna and about all these things. What is real mauna? Mauna doesn't mean not to speak anything. Just close your mouth. There are many people, as Prabhupada has already said, they observe silence a day in a week. They don't say anything. What is that? Oh, silence, mauna, mauna. I'm observing mauna vrata. What is that? Mauna vrata? You never speak. They don't say. Just like that, giving same song. And some are there, they have with a slate and pencil just write down, all right. What is that? This is nonsense. It's all cheating. Kaitam. You understand? And what is the real benefit of observing such mauna, silence? It is also said that one who can constantly absorb this both silence, mauna vrata, for 12 years, he'll achieve a siddhi, perfection, bhakti siddhi. Whatever you say, that will come true or will take place. You understand? A type of yogic perfection. So they do like that. For 12 years, not to speak anything. So observe this bhog. Therefore, they achieve bhakti-siddhi. That means whatever they will say, that will take place. You know, I have this siddhi, perfection. You rascal, I will curse you. He says like that. Dambhika. He shows his false pride. You understand? But devotee never does so. The tongue is meant. The tongue has two business. And so vibrate sounds and to test prasad. Vibrate this transcendental sound, Hare Krishna, become Krishna, glorify Krishna, preach the message of Krishna. That's real silence. Don't speak nonsense. As Rupa Goswami says, prajalapam. In Upadesham, he says, prajalapam. Prajalapam means speaking nonsense. You understand? If someone speaks nonsense, it is also said that his span of life is being cut short. Yes. Because some energy is being exhausted thereby. If you speak nonsense, the energy is exhausted. Your lifespan will be cut short. So don't speak nonsense. Speak. If you are so capable, so powerful, speak 24 hours about Krishna. Chant his name. So lifespan will be enhanced thereby. Speak nonsense, lifespan will be cut short. That is also stated. You understand? So Prahlad Maharaj condemns such persons who take to this sort of bow of silence. You understand? And quoting the statements given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj says, Dushta mana tumi kise vaishnav, pratishthara tore nirjanara ghore tabo harinama kevala kaitava. Kaitava means cheating. You Dushtamana means wicked mind. What sort of Vaishnava you are? Is there Vaishnava? Only for pratishtha, name and fame. You go to a solitary place and do their mauna japa, harinam. This is kaitavas, all cheating. What sort of Vaishnava you are, he says. Mahajanas, like Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they have said, who is Vaishnava? The song that I was singing, Kanaka Kamini Pratishtha Bhagini Chariyache Jare Saito Vaishnava. Sei Anasakta Sei Sudhavakta Sansara Tathaya Paya Parabhava. Jadha Yogya Bhoga Nahi Tathaya Roga Anasakta Sei Kiyara Kahiva. Asakti Rahita Samanda Saita Visaya Samuha Takali Madhava. Se Jukta Vairagya Tahata Sobhagya Tahai Jadete Haiva Vaiva. Kirtani Jahara Pratishtha Sammara Jahara Sampati Kevala Kahitava. This is. Who is Vaishnava? One was given up this Kanaka Kamini Pratishtha Bhagi. You understand? Kanaka means gold, Kamini, woman, and Pratishtha, name and fame. One was given up all these things. He is Vaishnava. You understand? Say the Vaishnava. Say Anasakta, say Shuddha Bhakta. Is really the task? He really renounced, is really pure devotee. Sansara tathaya paya parabhava. The so-called sansara is defeated there. You understand? Jadha yogya bhoga nahi tathaya roga. Anasakta sehi kiyara koi koi. Whatever necessary to maintain this body for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just accept it. You understand? Not less, not more. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that thing. Yuktahara viharasya. Yuktahara viharasya yukta sopna bhavodasya. Yoga Bhavati Dukkha, that Krishna said. Yukta Ahar Viha, whatever necessary, Parimito, eating and retiring, retirement of all these things, Ahar Viha. Yukta Sopna Bhavodasya, and sleep for 6 hours a day. Take rest, not more or less. This is required for the maintenance of this body. We have metal body. So this is required. Yoga bhavati dukkha. Then perform yoga. Then all the metal miseries will be annihilated. Yoga bhavati dukkha. Krishna says yoga. Jadha yogya bhoga tatha nahi roga. Anasakta sehi kiyara kahiva. One who does this thing, there is no misery, there is no disease. It's really the task. Asakti rahita samanda saita vishaya samuha sakali madhava. You understand? The task meant, that means not to be a task to material sense gratification, not to be a task to so-called sansara or material world, not to be a task to your bodily relationships. This is asakti rahita. You understand? Samanga saita. We have only one relationship, that is with Krishna. No other relationship. There's a real relationship. Vishaya samuha sakali madhav. Madhav is a Vishaya. Madhav means Supreme Lord. You understand? He is the only Vishoy. That means he has created all the subjects. And these are all to be enjoyed by him, not by anybody else. So he is Vishoy. You understand? Vishoy Loka is he who enjoys all these objects. This Vishoy. But here Mahadhar says, Madhav. So called Madhav. Madhav is Vishoy. Only Madhav is the enjoyer. Nobody. So is Vishoy. Se jukta vairagya tahate sobhagya tahai jorete horiva buiva. That is known as jukta vairagya. Real detachment. Phalga vairagya, jukta vairagya. I was saying the other day. You understand? Phalga means sitting vairagya. Jukta vairagya, real vairagya. Tahai jorete horiva. That is required. Kirtan is ahara pratishtha sammaro, ahara sampati keva paitava. One who does kirtan only to have name and fame, that kirtan is sitting keva paitava. You understand? Brajavasigana pracharaka dhana pratishtha vikrika tara nahe shava. Brajavasis, the residents of Brajabhumi, that means devotees. They preach the glories of Krishna, Vasudev Krishna. They are not at all this name and fame. You understand? They are not dead bodies. Shava, shava means dead body. They are not dead bodies. So they do it. Prana acheta, they have life. Sehetu prachar, therefore they preach. Because they have life. They are not dead bodies. Pratishthasa hino Krishna gatha shava. You understand? So they never aspire for this pratishtha, this name and fame. They only preach throughout the world this Krishna gatha. Sri Daita Dasa Kirtanate Asa Koro Uchaswara Harinama Rava. So chant loudly Hare Krishna, voice silently. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kirtana Prabhave Smarana Haive Sekale Padano Nityam. Do such kirtan, that will real bhajan. Nirjan Bhajan. That means chanting in a solitary place. You understand? They, Sajitindriyanam, those who are not conquered there, senses, they go to solitary place for this sattva, absorbing silence and chanting. But here, Mahadhana says, Kirtana prabhava smarana aide. Sekale bhajan nirjan sambha. They go to such solitary places because there will be no disturbances. There will be no disturbances. But if you chant loudly, Hare Krishna, so no disturbance will come. So that is a real solitary place, staying in a solitary place. Then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, say, oh, no disturbance. There will be some disturbance that will never come to you. Chanting loudly, Hare Krishna, is really to stay in a certain place. You understand? Mahadhan says so. Rather, here, it is said, like, those who are not really devotees, those who have been disappointed and who have come out unsuccessful in all endeavors, all sorts of endeavors, they just take to this process of selling Srimad Bhagavatam. That means by saying on Srimad Bhagavatam they earn money. Ong Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Vyavsayi. You understand? They are businessmen. They are selling Bhagavatam. In Atri Sangita, it has been said, Vedir vihinasta patanti sastram, sastrena hinasta purana patha, purana hina krishino bhavanti, vrastasta to bhagavata bhavanti. Atri Sangita says. Yeah? Someone, suppose one person, does very hard labor to acquire Vedic study, Vedic part. But when he becomes unable to do it, he starts to read religious books, Dharma Shastra part. When he cannot achieve so much good result in that business, studying religious scriptures, then he becomes Purana Bhakta to speak on the stories of Puranas. When he becomes not so much proficient or successful in that profession, then he becomes a farmer. Farmer, cultivator. Do you understand? Krishak. And if he cannot get his desired enjoyment by that profession, he gives up that farming business and becomes Bhagavata Pathak Bhunda Bhagavata, false, cheating Bhagavata, speaking on Bhagavata. You understand? You'll find so many such Bhunda Bhagavatas, Sivad Bhagavatas, you understand? Pandits who speak on Bhagavata in Vrindavan. You understand? In Vrindavan. And this coming month, Kartik, you will find many places that are going on. What is going on? Bhagavat. Prabhucham, Bhagavat. Pandit has come. I have seen. They are all Sivad Bhagavat, Vrinda Bhagavat. They are just speaking on Bhagavata and getting money. You understand? They are known as Bhagavata Vyavasayi. This is Bhagavata Vyavasayi. They are doing business in Bhagavata. But Bhagavata is not such a scripture. It is to be distributed, not to. You should not do it for your own life, earning livelihood. That is pap, sinful activity, Sadhu says. You understand? So, mauna means speak on Krishna. Don't speak nonsense. That is real mauna. That is real mauna. Mauna doesn't mean that you don't speak anything. You mean silent. That's not mauna. Thereby you will be captured by Maya. And thereby by you get some yogic perfection and just to have some nishtha, this name and fame, just to have some siddhi, yogic perfection, to build up the innocent body. They are pretenders. So, these 10 processes for liberation or improvement on the path of liberation are not meant for the devotees. Devotees are always engaged in loving service of the Lord. Thereby they get all these things. Automatically, they will develop. Jasyasti bhaktir bhagavati ajinjana sarvi guni stotra maasti sura harava bhaktasya kutama guna manurkhana asati dhavata bahi bhagavad says. And the kinchan bhakta on the word devotee. Automatically, all good qualities manifest in this person, along with the demigods, sura. But was not a devotee, however great he may be, in this material world, great learned scholar, pandit, great orator, platform speaker, a great political leader, he has no good qualities at all. Only he is speculating. Manurthena asati dhavata bahi. You understand? He's only speculating. Like Ravana. I'll build a staircase from this earth to this planet. You all go. Don't bother. It remained in speculation. We cannot. Couldn't do it. We are scared. With the arrow of Ram, finish. Everything finish. You understand? So these people, materially observed people, they are like that. They are only speculative. So, Shastra says, Mahajana says, sarva-bhadhi-vin-muktam tad-parittam-nirmalam. The devotee is already free from material inclination. He is really ajitendriya. His senses, as his senses are less engaged in service of Krishna, Rishikesh, his senses are controlled. Other processes, this mana, pranayama, dhyan, dharana, samadhi, asana, pranayama, processes to control the senses are not subjective process as process of adopting the path of devotional service and bhakti. You understand? Many instances are there. The so-called yogis, persons who take this vow of mauna, silence, are under the clutches of their senses, you see. They take the example of Vishwamitra Muni, 60,000 years. He did this sadhana. Remained silent, this sadhana, asana, pranayama. Still he couldn't conquer his wicked mind and senses. He was captured by Menaka, heavenly prostitute. You see. But Haridas Thakur, your devotee, where a prostitute or Maya Devi herself is defeated. Couldn't entrap him, you see. But so-called yogi, a so-called person, takes to this breath of hope, mono, but is captured by Maya. You understand? So Prahlad Maharaj condemns them. These are taught by the devotees. Rather, these are considered to be contradictory, to be detrimental to bhakti. You understand? Only practice bhakti, engage yourself in the loving service of the Lord, and get all this. You understand? Automatically, this is all manifest, all good qualities. Yes. Any question you have?
materialists, if they read that verse about how one makes business out of Bhagavan, they could very easily look at us and say, well, this whole ISKCON society is based on selling Bhagavan. So it seems like we're a very contradiction to our own
creed. Yes. Devotees sell Bhagavata book. Thereby they are giving opportunity to the people to serve Krishna or serve a pure devotee, Vaishnava. By getting money from the people, by giving them Bhagavata, they utilize that money in service of Guru, Vaishnava, and Krishna. Not for their sense gratification. So they are not vyavasayis, businessmen. But so-called Bhagavata vyavasayi, so-called pandits, they speak in Bhagavata and get money. And by that money, they do sense gratification. They do sinful activities. Devotees never do this. That's not profession, that's not business. That is distributing mercy. Vaishnavas distribute mercy thereby. Prabhupada, my Guru Maharaj, says, if someone takes Bhagavat, giving some money, takes Bhagavat, never reads the, keeps it in his house, and gets benefit. And he gets benefit. Because Bhagavat is none different from Krishna. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata is as good as Krishna. Krishna and his Vani is none different. So he keeps Krishna in his house. The day will come, his son or his son may read it and get benefit. Do you understand? He says like that. This is not business. We are not doing business. We are distributing mercy. Do you understand? They cannot understand it. So they say like that. Yes.
What about the situation of someone like a grihastha? If he does, if he goes out and sells Bhagavatam, to support his family, that's the same, is it? It's cheating.
You see, devotee or Vaishnava, he is a family man. His family is not ordinary family. All the members of his family are Vaishnavas and should be Vaishnavas. Understand? All should be related to Krishna. You understand? The relationships there among them. Husband and wife, father and son, friend and friend, all these things. Master and servant, whatever relationship there, must be based on the relationship to Krishna. This is Vaishnava family, sadhur santana. Dharva he shows public how to do sansara, Krishna sansara, not maya sansara. You understand? And so, that Grosta Vaishnava, householder Vaishnava, must do some business for Krishna, for the service of Krishna, or for the maintenance of the devotees of Krishna. Not for his sense gratification. This is Gruhi Vaishnava. You understand? He is not an ordinary householder. is Vaishnava.
As long as he's following the principle.
Yes. He never runs after the sense gratification. He never does anything for his sense gratification. He does anything for the gratification of the sense of Krishna. He is Vaishnava. But little people cannot understand it. They cannot understand it, and they should be taught. In order to teach them, the Vaishnava becomes Grihastha. How to maintain family in Krishna consciousness and make all the members of the family as Krishna Bhaktas, serve Krishna. In other words, to do Krishna Sansara. You are doing Maya Sansara, but do Krishna Sansara. And therefore, a sadhu becomes Grihastha. It is this thing.
So we shouldn't think that we have to go out somewhere else to preach. Our whole life should be preaching an example.
Yes, preaching the example. Therefore, that saying is there. What is that?
Oh, Paniyachari Bhakti.
Huh?
What's it called?
Paniyachari Dharma.
Precept is better than example. That is saying. Example is better than precept. Example is better than precept. You understand? Not only perception, but example. Example is better than precept. That by showing practical example, he teaches.
If they don't accept Lord Chaitanya, the near destination is Vaikuntha world, so yes. And yesterday in class we quoted Prabhupada as well.
Yeah.
Those who don't accept Krishna, they can't leave this material world.
Except Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah. So it seems like a contradiction. If one doesn't accept Lord Chaitanya,
they have to say... No, if they all accept Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they will work here in this cycle of Bhakti.
But according to the class previously, the other
Sampradayas,
they don't accept
Lord Chaitanya. They get liberation. But these people cannot get liberation. You understand me? The other Sampradayas, they get liberation. They go to Vaikuntha.
Even though they don't accept Lord Chaitanya.
They may accept or may not accept. They may not come under the Chaitanya. So this path of loving devotional service. They are in opulent Aishwarya. They are not in Madhurya. Yes, so they go to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is the place of Aishwarya, opulence. You understand? But they are liberated. They will get liberation. But these people, many very great learned scholar pandits are very great. They are not here. If he doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personal Godhead, he cannot be liberated. He will be undergoing hearing, lives and lives in different places. You understand?
But if such a pandit accepts the path of, say, Ramanuja Sampradaya,
yeah,
even though he doesn't accept Lord Chaitanya, he can still get liberation.
Yes, they can get liberation. If they follow Ramanuja, Allah. You understand? Yes. That Prabhupada also should be said.
So it's not that everybody who doesn't accept Lord Chaitanya may have to say. Many talking about the speculators.
Right.